Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz. Freddie Kiger just walked in here. And,
yes, I did.
Freddie, I'm hoping you're doing okay.
Remember that song when she walked? The Seekers and Dusty Springfield did it. When you walk in the room.
Yeah.
Dum 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 dum.
It's hard to get these songs from your humming.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
If you were to play it for me, I'd know it. I'm sure.
Yeah, I have to bring out that for maybe a number.
Yeah.
Like a one-hit wonder with the Seekers, although they had several hits.
Yeah. If you know what that was, don't call us. We're not asking that question today, but we might do it.
But anyway,
we might do it soon.
We're doing another Chapel Hill question.
All right.
Chapel Hill.
Ready.
Everybody get reacquainted to your town, to the heart of town, because students have given us an oasis for breaking down and moving back to the Franklin Street, where you can visit lots of places up and down the street.
And Freddie walks around with a notepad all the time and makes little notes and tries to remember things as he...
I do.
His memory gets jogged by a certain sight.
Yeah.
And, you know, he comes up with
this. This is one
question
directly from it.
Yeah.
Because I only live like a 9-minute walk from downtown.
And having been around here for so long,
well,
you know, you got to pick up on these things.
Yep. All right, so here we go, folks. Another question about Chapel Hill. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Hollywood came to town back in the late 60s as the movie Three in the Attic filmed in several downtown locales.
I wasn't here at the time, but I know that movie.
Name the UNC fraternity that was used for several scenes. That's our question. Hollywood came to town back in the late 60s as the movie Three in the Attic, Paxton Quigley.
Yeah, can I throw out the name of the song was Paxton Quigley's Had the Course.
Yes, was filmed in several downtown locales. We're asking, name the UNC fraternity. I'll give you this. I'm not going to give you its locale, but name the UNC fraternity that was used for quite a few scenes, and of course, it's still quite prominent standing downtown.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Big Al's Cheap Tires. It's half off, $30 for your annual vehicle safety and emission inspection, available until midnight for $15. Buy this deal and go see the friendly professional staff at Big Al's Cheap Tires to take care of your annual NC State vehicle safety and emissions inspection. Also, check out Big Al's other affordable auto basics while you're there, including alignments and oil changes. It's half off from Big Al's, and it's available until midnight, so don't miss out. Buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
You know, Freddie, you asked that question, and I remember the movie really well. I remember the name of the guy, Paxton Quigley.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the whole premise of the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I wasn't living
pretty
here
racy
at the time when I saw it. Yeah, it was for its time. It certainly was.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
But I do not the name of the fraternity house has not come to mind.
Yeah, the fraternity house was right there, at 303 East Franklin, Alpha Tau Omega. Alpha Tau Omega. It's kind of an English Tudor classic looking fraternity house.
Yeah.
I want to say it's right beside the Lambda Chi Center, right across the street from the Moorhead Planetarium parking lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Christopher Jones as Paxton Quigley, Yvette Nemieux, Judy Pace, Maggie Threft, all starred in the movie that was released December 20th, 1968. And Paxton Quigley was a student at fictional Willard College for Men, which was about a mile away from fictional Fulton College for Women. And although the film was filmed in Alpha Tau Omega, the fictional fraternity was Zeta Chi.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, I wouldn't mind going back and watching that movie.
You know,
now
I really would like
that
to see
that. That would be
fun. But there's a ton of people. I mean, I remember Bill and Jan Bolin and quite a few people who were, you know, still around from being in town that time period were extras and, of course, noticed, you know, all the hoopla. I mean, I guess the most recent film that was filmed back in Chapel Hill would be Robin Williams and Patch Adams.
Yeah.
You know. But they made UNC look like, Medical College of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I would love to go back and watch that movie. Paxton Quigley's Had the Course, but I don't know of anybody who has it.
We probably need to go watch and just see how dated it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, to recognize it, because they filmed some scenes at the Shack, which is no longer around over there on West Rosemary, and then quite a few scenes on campus itself.
Yeah.
But the fraternity where all the...
Shenanigans
was going on. All the shenanigans was going on at the Alpha Tau Omega House.
That's cool, man.
That is cool.
I love it.
Thanks for playing.
All right, thank you.